Leadership and Management Development Part 5 of 6. The ability to self-motivate, self-manage, to develop self-confidence and personal initiative. Your leader managers need to develop 6 fundamental skill sets if they are to be effective in their roles. They are as follows: to set and achieve your goals, to communicate clearly, to manage time and prioritize and delegate work, to manage conflict and handle difficult people, to create and sustain a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times, to inspire others and create a positive, productive atmosphere. If you want to know more, please read on. Let us here look at item 5 on the list. The ability to self-motivate, self-manage, to develop self-confidence and personal initiative. It is the role of the leader manager to act as the standard bearer for the team atmosphere. It is the leader manager who sets the tone of the team. If the tone is too flat, then the team is demotivated. If the tone is too sharp, then the team feels ill at ease. If the tone is just right, the team feels in harmony with itself and plays like a concert orchestra, each section playing its part in the whole symphony. The leader manager is like the concert conductor who coordinates and harmonizes the players and motivates them to keep going during without missing a beat, even during the most difficult conditions. But the question is, who motivates the motivator? Who inspires the inspirer? Answer: nobody. The leader motivates herself. How does the leader motivate himself, herself? In the following way. The leader manages the contents of his, her own mind. The leader manages the contents of his, her own mind. In relation to emotional management, the one thing to remember is this phrase: you feel whatever you think about. You feel whatever you think about. This means your feelings are not dictated by outside circumstances. Your feelings are not dictated by outside events. Our feelings are not dictated by what other people say to you. Your feelings are dictated by the thoughts that you allow to dominate in your mind. And you, dear reader, are the only person who can control what thoughts you allow to dominate in your own mind. You are the final arbiter of the contents of your own mind, and therefore you, dear reader, are the final arbiter on how you feel, in any moment in time. If you control the content of your mind, then you can control your feelings. If you don't control the content of your mind, then you cannot control your feelings. Leaders need to understand this fundamental concept and work with it. They need to take control of the content of their minds and turn away from all thoughts of defeat and onto all thoughts consistent with the goal, the plan, and the actions necessary to achieve it. Thus the leader can then manage the content of his, her language. The leader manager operates according to his plan, not his mood. This is the fundamental step in self-management. Manage first the content of your own mind. Direct your mind to focus on the goal, the plan, the action, and the changes that are necessary to achieve the goal. Keep your mind off thoughts of defeat, of disaster, of fear, of failure, of anger or bitterness over past events. You must master yourself before you can master circumstances. You must master your mind if you want to master yourself. Master your own mind. This is the fifth step in the leader manager's skill set. Now you can master your own mind, you can control how you feel, and therefore you can control your language. If you can control your own mind, feelings, and language, then you are in a great position to manage the emotions of others. Managing the emotions of others, inspiring others, is the sixth and final step in the list of leadership and management fundamentals. If you want to know more about inspirational leadership, then please move on to part 6 of this series of blogs. If you want to know more, please click any of the links below. Part 1, to set and achieve your goals. Part 2, to communicate clearly. Part 3, to manage time and prioritize and delegate work. Part 4, to manage conflict and handle difficult people. Part 5, to create and sustain a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times. Part 6, to inspire others and create a positive, productive atmosphere. Please follow the link for details about our leadership and management development training.